You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Despite officially beginning operations about 2 months ago, the new Amazon Distribution Center in Duluth held its official grand opening this week. The new facility in the Atlas Industrial Park area won't be fully opened until next year, but can already handle about 4,500 packages each day. Officials say when it is operating at its full capacity, it will be able to handle about 20,000 packages each day and make deliveries in an over 50-mile radius. The distribution center will also be able to expand its workforce from the 80 employees it already has. The Shell Lake Arts Center is preparing to undergo much-needed renovations to make the facility more accessible and efficient. The organization's board of directors says the initial phase of the renovation work could cost over $5 million, and they've secured more than 90% of the funding needed already. The renovations would include various upgrades to the performance spaces, restrooms, classrooms, and more. They would also see the introduction of an elevator connecting the main performance area to the classrooms for improved accessibility. As Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald prepares to leave the agency, he's put his full support as his replacement behind Captain Darren Hodek. Sheriff Fitzgerald announced his intent to resign effective June 1st to pursue another opportunity in the private sector with Mosaic Technologies. Governor Tony Evers opened the application process to fill the position through the remainder of the term, ending in January of 2027, soon after. Captain Hodek officially introduced himself as a candidate for the position at a Barron County board meeting earlier this week. A Republican-sponsored bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly that would change the technical definition of a riot has been removed from the Assembly Judiciary Committee's agenda. The legislation would have defined a riot as a gathering of at least three people that could pose a threat of property damage or injury. Critics of the bill argued that the broad language could be used to weaken the First Amendment protections afforded to citizens, specifically protections to peacefully assemble. The legislation now appears unlikely to move forward this session. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. During a virtual conference this week, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they have until the end of the month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. An Ashland man has been sentenced to life in prison in relation to a double homicide in 2023. Earlier this year, Nathan Monkline was found guilty of killing 30-year-old Manuel Garcia Salas and his 27-year-old brother Luis outside the Stagecoach Bar in October of 2023. The brothers were from the Eau Claire area and were visiting their other brother Ricardo at the time. According to court documents, Ricardo said they saw Monkline hitting someone with a crowbar in the alley outside the bar before he pulled a handgun and began firing at them. A Rice Lake man has been sentenced to over 7 years in prison for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. 34-year-old David Anderson Jr. had previously entered a guilty plea to the charge in federal court. He was arrested last year when law enforcement authorities used a confidential informant to make 2 controlled buys of methamphetamine from him. Authorities executed a search warrant at his home following the controlled buys and seized over 200 grams of methamphetamine that was prepackaged for distribution. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to plan ahead if they intend to spend time visiting the state park system over Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, holiday weekends over the summer can be some of the busiest times at the state parks throughout the year. Residents visiting the parks may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are also reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the tenth showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipated massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docu-series in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign onto Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait, and history was made. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play, titled This World of Tomorrow, shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The two-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. The wind will be north at around 10 to 20. Tonight could be a little more frost. Clear will drop into the low 30s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.